It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gals Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. All right, so listen, right? Today's Wednesday the 10th. Valentine's Day is coming. I got a special message for everybody out there. I had to get this out there. So we got Valentine's Day is coming, and I'm saying Valentine's on purpose, all right? Before we get into that, though, real quick, always don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, they say the best part about staying at home is playing at home. With that being said, please use promo code FBOY at www.adameve.com. Get your sex toys. That's dildos. That's pocket pussies, whatever you need, all right? So make sure you go out there and get your stuff, man. Again, www.adamandeve.com. Use promo code FBOY. And, 50% off. Get your sex swings and whatever you need. Also, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going on tour 3/12 to 3/13. I'm going to be in Arlington, Virginia. That's right outside D.C. Get your tickets March 18th. I'm going to be in Philly. March 21st, I'm going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. April 14th, be in Portland. April 27th now. It's not the 25th anymore. 27th, we didn't move the date, but that's Indianapolis, Indiana. Because people talking to me. And also, don't forget, last but not least, St. Louis, April 28th. All right, here we go. By the time you hear this, Valentine's Day will be almost here. All right, by the time you hear this, Valentine's Day, Tom's Day, whatever you say, will be almost here. I don't have a message for anybody who's in a relationship on Valentine's Day. All right. My message is for the people who are just fucking. Fellas, this is for you. If it's Valentine's Day, and you are in a situationship and you and this girl are just fucking. You're just fucking. She don't owe you shit. You don't owe her shit. All right? Fellas, here's what I'm about to tell you. If you want to maintain the pussy, I'm not saying you need to go all out, but you better get on the phone and order them 1-800-Flowers.com or get an edible arrangement and do it ASAP. I'm going to say it again. You don't have to go all out, but what you need to do is do something. I'm going to tell you why. A couple years ago, never forget, I was in a fuck ship with a girl, right? And I never forget this. Her girlfriend was like, damn, you giving them pussy. You doing all this, and this. And you mean to tell me he can't give you something on Valentine's Day? He can't make you feel special? It's always that one friend. There's always that one friend who gets in her ear, and now she's going to jeopardize the pussy for you, bro. She's going to jeopardize the pussy for you. First of all, I'm live on Instagram right now. Somebody just told me to take the glasses off. I am not taking my shades off right now. I don't have a hang on. I actually have COVID. Yeah, I said it. Yes. I said I didn't have it. I lied. Nigga, this is the worst shit I've ever felt in my life. All right, so everybody out there, please stay safe. Wear your fucking mask. This is not a joke, all right? I feel awful. I can't. If y'all wonder why I sound the way I sound, it's because I barely can breathe. But I got to get this message out here. With that being said, back to the lecture at hand. This is my flu game. Like, I should have worn my Jordan John, you know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. The point I'm making is, yo, your friend is going to fuck up the pussy for you. Her friend is going to fuck up the pussy for you because at the end of the day, fellas, you know what it is. She knows what it is. You know what it is. She know what it is. But her friend is going to get involved in a situation she knows nothing about. And she's going to see her friend getting stuff for Valentine's Day. And now look at you. All right? Now look at you. Looking stupid out here. You're going to be vaginaless on Valentine's Day. You got to get something. Again, I'm not saying you need to go all out. I'm not saying you need to put rose petals on the bed. I'm not saying you need to listen to Maxwell. What I'm saying is what you need to do is you need to do something. All right? You need to do something. I'm going to give you some things you can give that don't cost much, that ain't doing too much, but it lets her know, hey, I appreciate the pussy. That's all women want. Fellas, do you appreciate the pussy? Do you? I know I do. If I'm just fucking and with no strings attached, I appreciate that. Thank you. You don't have to do that, sis. I appreciate that. Don't forget, she's giving you some pussy. She's giving it to you. You come on. You ain't even earned it. She's giving it to you. The least you can do is do something. Here's what you're going to do. Number one, edible arrangements. Get the small box. Get the small jar too. $40-some. You got that, King. If you don't got Coochie Appreciation Weekend, that's exactly what I'm gonna name this episode. My man Fluellen. Coochie Appreciation Day. That's what it is. We appreciate. I don't even like the word coochie, but I'm gonna say that. This is Coochie Appreciation Day. All right. So, number one, yeah, just a small edible arrangement, John. That's nothing. That's nothing. That's nothing. That's easy. That's light work, all right? $40-some, maybe plus shipping and handling. You got that. You got that. You got that. But what you can't do is show up empty-handed or show up with just your dick in your hand. You can't do that, bro. You don't put it down like that. Your dick is decent, but you need reinforcements. The second thing you can do is get her a card. Just a card. And here's the thing. Write a nice message. And I'm not saying that you gotta write a message, you know, that's deep and thoughtful and all. No. I'm going to tell you exactly what you should say, fellas. We're going to hypothetically say her name is Darcy. Don't ask where I got that name from. I got Darcy. Her name's Darcy. You write in the card this. Hey, Darcy. I just want to let you know that roses are red, violets are blue. My name is Clint. And this dick appreciates you. Let her know. Roses are red, violets are blue. Insert your name. This dick appreciates you. She's going to laugh. She's going to laugh. I promise you that, fellas. She's going to laugh. And when she does laugh, what I want you to do is send me a DM and say, Clint, my man. That's all you got to do. Just say, Clint, my man. I already know what that means. That's all you got to do. Roses are red, violets are blue. My name is such and such. This dick appreciates you. And as if you really want to, you want to go an extra step, nigga, take a picture of your dick. Take a picture of your dick, print it out, put it in the card, and take a picture of your dick with your bow around it. She's going to appreciate. It's funny. It's funny. When you're in just a fuck ship or situationship, you gotta be lighthearted. You gotta be funny. She know you don't love her. She don't even love you. Maybe just as a person, that's cool. You got this, dog. Here's the last thing you could do that's cheap. And that might make her day. Fellas, last thing. If you know she's been talking about something small that she wants, just go pick that shit up, dog. All right? Just go pick that shit up. Just go pick it up. Dude, it's something small she wanted. Just go get it. Just go get it. That's it. I want you to understand this. Valentine's Day is not just about who you love, No, what it's about is just showing, it's just acknowledging somebody that is special. And fellas, that pussy is special. That vagina is special. You don't want nobody else. You don't want her giving it to somebody else. Let her know it's special. You appreciate it. Thank you. How many times, hey, my man, you're listening to this podcast in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz, you're listening to it, and think to yourself for a second, how many times have you asked, whose pussy is this? How many times you asked that? And she's obliged you. It's yours, daddy. It's yours. It's not. But she gassed you up. She gassed you up. So now it's your turn to do the gassing. It's your turn to do the gassing. Roses are red. Violets are blue. My name Clint. This dick appreciates you. You got this, dog. You can't come just because you just fucking don't mean you can come to Valentine's Day empty handed. You can't do that. Everybody got to get something, man. Come on. There's people in my comments on Instagram Live talking about some goddamn chicken wing bouquet. That shit look cool on IG, but let you go ahead and give a girl you fucking some chicken wings on a bouquet. I'm not co-signing that bullshit. I'm just not. I'm not co-signing that. But you know why? Because you're not going to be texting me or sending me a DM saying, hey, Clint, my man. Because if you get her a wing bouquet, you're going to be like, damn, Clint, why the fuck you tell me to do that? I'm not doing that. I'm not with that. I got your back. Now, ladies, you ain't off the fucking hook either. All right, you ain't off the fucking hook either. Now, Valentine's Day ain't about us. All right, Valentine's Day ain't about us. It's about you. We know that. But goddamn it, I want to be appreciated too. And it ain't just sex either. All right, I want to feel appreciated too. Just because you just fucking me, roses are red, violets are blue. My name is Darcy. This pussy appreciates you. You know what? Maybe we need a better one for women. Let's try something different. I made my fuck boy some pound cake. Let me tell you something. My name is Clint Coley. I'm born June 20th, 1987. I'm from Philly. Won't you ever in your life make me no goddamn pound cake and think that's gonna suffice? Ladies, all jokes aside, Valentine's Day, here's what you need to do. If we're just fucking, Just appreciate me. It's not just sex. And I'm not saying I want a gift. Alright, here's what you can do to make your fuck buddy feel good on Valentine's Day. Here's what you can do, ladies. Here's what you can do. All we ask, if we just fucking, all I ask is just for dinner. I will buy the groceries. Fellas, you gonna buy the groceries. All I ask is for dinner. That's it. It's basic. It's simple. But that's all. Because at the end of the day, fellas, I'm not co-signing men getting gifts for Valentine's Day. If ladies, if you in a relationship and you getting your man something, good for you, sis. Good for you. I don't need that. I don't need a gift. I don't need cards. I don't need a teddy bear. I don't need candy. I don't need none of that shit. I just want something to eat. Something good that you made. If you can't cook, you better call your mom and figure that shit the fuck out. I just want something to eat. I want to give dick on a full stomach. Do you hear me, ladies? Do you hear me? No. Like, if you watching me live, ladies, all I want you to do is give me the ear emoji. Do you hear me? I want to fuck.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
On a full stomach. I want to fuck on a full stomach. If I'm not fucking on a full stomach, I'm not fucking. That's all I ask. Get it? That's all I ask. You can. I don't even give a fuck if you bring the food over. I don't give a fuck nothing. I want to have sex on a full stomach. Now, when I say full stomach, I don't mean I'm fucking right after sex. I'm saying I want to eat, let it digest. I'm chilling. Then I'm in them guts. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. If you do that, I'm cool. That's it. That's what you do for your fuck. See, here's the thing, y'all. All right. Fuck buddies on Valentine's Day always kind of feel weird because they don't know what to do because you don't know where you stand. All right. And I'm about to put an end to that today. Fuck buddies always don't know what to do because you don't know where you stand. Here's where you stand. You stand as somebody who just, I appreciate the fact that we're having great sex. You can appreciate that. If I'm giving you good dick, I want to feel appreciated. You giving me good vagina on a regular, consistent basis, you should feel appreciated. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing less. A lot of times, like, we already know Valentine's Day is for boyfriends and girlfriends. Valentine's Day is for girlfriends and girlfriends, boyfriend and boyfriends, whatever you do. Husband and wife, husband and husband, wife and wife, whatever. Or girlfriends, like your homegirls or your Valentine. That's cool. All right? I'm not cooking for a fuck buddy. Well, then you sit this one the fuck out. And if you can't cook, Vanessa, just say that. Just say that. Like, I'm not cooking for no fuck buddy. Slutty vegan is in here. Oh God. Hey Pinky. Anyway, the point I'm making is this. The point I'm making is you can do something. As a matter of fact, if I'm in Atlanta, shit, if I'm your fuck buddy, get me some slutty vegan. Stand in line for my ass. Stand in that long-ass line. Now, I'm not standing in line, but you can. you stand in line for that shit. Yeah, I want the sloppy toppy, nigga. Anyway, point I'm making is this, right? Actually, yo, shout out to Sluggy Vegan. I saw my cousin sent her a big shout out, man. We love what you're doing, all right? Anyway, point I'm making is, ladies, it's not that hard. If you fucking me, I just want to feel appreciated on Valentine's Day. That's it. That's it. Now I'm about to go a step further, fellas. Watch this. There's always a method to the madness of these episodes. All right? There's always a method to the madness. All right? So I'm talking about fucking. I'm talking about your fuck buddy and doing all of these things for Valentine's Day, right? With that being said, though, check this out. Fellas, I don't want you to feel pressured to do something for your fuck buddy on Valentine's Day. Here's why. I'm gonna tell y'all a true story. So back in like 2007, I was 20, all right? And I was doing something. I felt like I had to go all out for this chick for Valentine's Day that I really didn't like, but I was trying to preserve the pussy. I was trying to maintain a healthy, you know, I was trying to maintain the pussy. So I said, yo, I need to do something. And I went all out, did it. She was excited. And you know what happened after that? She thought that we were more than what we were because of my actions. Oh, this is about to get good. She thought it was more because of my actions. And I felt pressured to do something. I felt like I had to. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking all this shit about doing something for your fuck buddy on Valentine's Day, but at the end of the day, y'all need to have a conversation and say, hey, look, I don't have a Valentine, you don't have a Valentine. I understand that we're not in a relationship, but I do want to show you that I appreciate you. Your friends appreciate you. You see what I'm saying? And with that being said, you don't have to feel pressure because at the end of the day, we all know that actions always can lead to things being misconstrued. And you need to have that conversation before you do anything. Fellas, I want you to tell your lady, your fuck buddy, hey, I plan on doing something small for you for Valentine's Day. All right? Now, are you uncomfortable with that? Would you not like me to do that? Ask her how she feels about it first. And then you hit it with roses are red, violets are blue. My name is Clint. This dick appreciates you. That's what I'm saying. You have to have these conversations because at the end of the day, you don't want nobody to feel, you know, because you don't want nobody. There's nothing worse than on Valentine's Day, you make a woman feel special. And then February 17th roll around and she like, damn, what happened? And vice versa. You don't want that. You don't need that in your life. And that's not how you preserve the pussy. That don't work. So what you need to do is you need to talk and say, hey, you know what I'm saying? You need to talk and say, hey, I want to do something for you. But does that cross any boundaries that we have? If it does, then I'll leave it alone and we can fuck on February 15th or February 13th. But if not, I would like to make you feel special because at the end of the day, you know, we're people. We're people. We're fucking people. We all want to feel love. We all want our flowers, literally and figuratively. Why do you think people get so mad about Valentine's Day? Because they don't have nobody, because they're not getting their flowers, literally and figuratively. Nobody is making you feel special. So at the end of the day, you looking on Facebook and Instagram and seeing all these happy people and wondering, God damn. Now, if you have the emotional space and the emotional capacity to handle having something done for you on Valentine's Day, then let it happen. But if not, all right, if not, it is what it is. Somebody said in a perfect world. Yeah, this is not a perfect world, but I'm telling you, this is how you can make it a perfect world with your situationship. You talk about it. You don't just do it. Like I said, let me tell you exactly what I did for old girl, man. Valentine's Day 2007. I'm 19. Never forget. No, you know what? It was 2007. And, you know, I did it. You know, I took it. So not only did I take her to dinner, right? This is what my stupid ass did. I called my friends. I called three of my friends, and we were a singing group at this restaurant called Jones in Philadelphia. All right? There was a restaurant called Jones in Philadelphia. I called my three homeboys, Mo, Malik, tell me if y'all remember this. And we was in Jones Restaurant on 7th and Chestnut in Philly, and we was singing Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. And not the Jay-Z version, not like I keep you fresh to the next chick, no need for you to ever sweat. No. It was Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, No One Can Love You. And we had steps and everything. We was stupid. She melted, though, in this fucking restaurant. And she thought we was about to be together. And my dumb ass had to hit her in March. I had to tell, nigga, I was 20, I was 19. That's what the fuck I was thinking. Stupid. Joins to men. Yo, my man Steph called me and my friends Joins to men. That's a good one. And she felt special. Okay. She felt special. And what I did was I took advantage of that. And that's fucked up. Fellas, don't make my mistake. Now, it was cute, don't get me wrong. But I didn't have any intentions on backing it up after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my heart was in the right place, but my intentions after that was not to, it was just to make her feel special that day, because she kept complaining about how she never had nobody do nothing for her for Valentine's Day. But I didn't have to go all out and do something like that. But I wasn't thinking, and I didn't know. It was a rookie mistake. Again, 19, I don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? But fellas, here's how you make a woman feel special. You really want to know? All you got to do is just keep it a buck with her. That's how you make her feel special. She's special to you because you respect her enough to tell her exactly what's happening and have an open dialogue about what y'all got going on and what you don't got going on. Bottom line, that's how you make her feel special. You say, look, I want to do something for you. I know we're not in that space, but I do want to do something for you. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? If she likes it, if she's down, then cool. And again, we're doing something small. No grand gestures. Don't call your boys dancing and with fucking steps.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
And then what was worse was, though, the whole restaurant was clapping. The whole restaurant was clapping, excited, happy. Oh man, and I got top tier pussy that night. But in hindsight, I hurt her feelings, and in hindsight, I played with her emotions, and in hindsight, I did something that I didn't. That I did something that, you know what I'm saying? And she hated me for a while for that shit. She hated me for a while when I broke her heart. And at the end of the day, it wasn't worth it. You know? It wasn't worth it. Cassandra, I'm sorry. I'm still going to apologize to you 14 years later. Cass, I'm sorry. You ain't deserve that. You ain't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Cassandra, if you hear this podcast, I want you to know that in my heart at the time, I just wanted to make sure that you was, I wanted to make sure that you felt special on Valentine's Day. But what I ignored was your feelings and how it could affect you later on. And that's all I'm trying to tell you, fellas. All right? This episode is not about, at the end of the day, it is about Valentine's Day. It is about the fact that you we put so much stock and all these other things into Valentine's Day. But on the other hand, are we doing, at what expense are we doing this at? At what expense and whose expense are we doing this at? That's what we need to be talking about. Whose expense are you doing this at? Because at the end of the day, let me tell you something, Cassandra. I know my heart was in the right place and I wanted to make you feel special, but also part of me wanted to perform in that restaurant. And part of me knew I was going to get attention for that. That was ego. And that was ego. And that was me having my own agenda and not respecting yours. That ain't it. That's not it, fellas. If we're going to make Valentine's Day about women, then you make it about women inside and out. You feel what I'm saying, fellas? Fellas, if you on live and you listen to me, just be like, give me the muscle emoji. Give me the muscle emoji. If you listen to this and your Honda or your E-Beam or your Legend or your Benz, stop what you're doing. Send me the muscle emoji, fellas. Because here's what I'm trying to tell you. Again, Valentine's Day is not about us. It's about them. And again, if we're going to make it about them, make it about them. Not about you trying to get cool points for Instagram or Twitter. Now, back then, we didn't have IG and Twitter. Back then, I had a whole restaurant full of people who thought what I did was the sweetest thing in the world. And I felt great. I was on a high when I got home and all of that. But what I didn't understand was how it could affect what she was thinking later on. And I got your back, fellas. So ask her how she... Ask your fuck buddy how she feels about Valentine's Day. Ask her. And when you ask her, right, then what you do is you do something small. And like I said, I think that card with that funny message, that's it. Edible arrangement, that's it. She not looking big. She not looking that much into it. It's like, all right, cool. Thank you. It feels good to feel appreciated. That's it. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget this podcast is brought to you by Adam and Eve. They say the best part about staying at home is playing at home. Go to www.adameve.com. Use promo code FBOY. Again, that's F as in fuck, B as in boy, O as in, oh shit, I don't need to be doing dumb shit on Valentine's Day, and Y as in, why haven't your ass made that happen? 50% off, use promo code FBOY. Secondly, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going back on tour. Please get your tickets, all right? Last but not least, this episode is not going to be long. I really don't feel well. I had a good 30 minutes in me. I think this episode I dropped 38 points. I had like 9 rebounds and I gave out about 15 assists. COVID game. Coochie Appreciation Day. I got you back, fellas. What did we learn today? We learned that we're going to do right by our fuck buddy. We are not going to make our fuck buddy feel special at the expense of A, our ego, and B, we're not going to try to make her feel like this is more than what it is. We're going to do something just to make her feel special, and we're going to do something that shows we just appreciate the coochie. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. God bless. I don't be saying God bless at the end of these fucking podcasts. What am I talking about? What, who do I think I am? Russell Simmons? Like, no, no, no. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. That's the end of this podcast.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.